Did you ever get picked last in school for sports or a group project? Did you often feel neglected by, or worse, rejected by others? Maybe this happened in a relationship, while using a dating app, in your workplace, or even by your own family. When you have a history of being rejected or excluded, it can create a deep need to be chosen, to be included. You might find yourself sitting out on life because you've been waiting for this karmic error to be corrected, for a person to come along and invite you into the action. After all, what you've experienced certainly hasn't been fair. How often we wait for the universe to even the score, to tip the balance, for justice to reign. You may not even be aware that you are doing this, or that this programming could have been instilled in you oh so many years ago, and that you've been waiting to rise ever since. I'm here to tell you that you are the person you've been waiting for. You can pick yourself and choose where you'd like to be and who you'd like to be around, and that's a much more powerful position to be in than waiting. Right now, I can guarantee that you know someone who is in a job or relationship simply because they were chosen. Finally, that initial need is met. They want me. But they never stop to ask themselves if they would choose them. I know people who got married simply because a person proposed to them and finally met that need of wanting to be chosen. Of wanting to be wanted, or started an ill-fitting job because they won the interview. As you can imagine, the consequences are disastrous. I was always the proverbial last picked for the team kid. Unless the game was tug of war, then fat kid me was chosen to be the anchor, the last at the end of the line. I remember my face flushing with embarrassment every time a gym teacher said, "Okay, we're going to form teams." A full-body cringe would cause me to shrink and recoil into myself, hoping that if I kept going, I could somehow disappear. I'd start nervously twitching, shaking my leg while staring at the floor. If only I could fast forward through time and get to the other side where class was over. Even though I always knew the predictable outcome and tried to mentally prepare myself for it, it somehow never got easier. I would be the last picked, often accompanied by a begrudging eye roll, an exasperated sigh. The message was clear. I was not wanted.